A Richmond company received $2.3 million in funding from the province to support its wood products manufacturing. Richmond Plywood, a longtime Richmond-based forestry company that produces wood products, is one of the 8 wood product or fabricated metal manufacturers that received funding from the province on Wednesday. The province earmarked another $8.6 million on Wednesday through the BC Manufacturing Jobs Fund, BCMJF, to help manufacturers expand and diversify their operations, set the stage for a sustainable business and create new jobs. Richmond Plywood will use the funding to purchase and install new equipment to enhance its manufacturing processes using second growth fiber and waste wood. The project will result in improving job skills for 24 employees and creating 14 new jobs at the company, according to a press release from the province. BCMJF funding is crucial as the need for value-added plywood is increasing rapidly. Through our investments into new, safer and innovative technology, those currently at Richmond Plywood will wholly benefit from this project, contributing to long-term, well-paying secure jobs in the region, said Bhavjit Thandi, CFO of Richmond Plywood, in a statement. Brenda Bailey, Minister of Jobs, Economic Development and Innovation, told the Richmond News the fund aims to support viable companies that have a good track record in producing jobs and being successful, and Richmond Plywood, which has been operating for more than 60 years in Richmond and has more than 400 employees, is a great fit. It's not a startup program or anything of that nature. These are for currently functioning viable companies that have workers in place. It can be a program that helps them continue to provide high-quality jobs or to expand quality jobs, said Bailey. The BCMJF is a $180 million program that any company interested in expanding manufacturing in BC can apply for. It has committed $44.6 million to 33 capital projects and 13 planning projects so far to date. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.